And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a special segment. It's called the Sponsor Spotlight. And first of all, I'd like to welcome Jenny Park. She's president and CEO of the Los Alamos National Laboratory Foundation. And I want to thank you for sponsoring the Radio Cafe this year.
Well, it's our great pleasure to do that. Part of our mission is really around ensuring and inspiring excellence in education and learning. And you're a big part of that landscape here in New Mexico.
We've done a lot of shows for sure on that topic. Let's talk a little bit about the foundation. It's the Los Alamos National Laboratory, the LANL Foundation. What do you guys do and how are you related to the lab?
Well, about 22 years ago, Los Alamos National Laboratory decided that they wanted to do something to give back to the community. And so the leadership there, our congressional delegation at the time, and the Los Alamos Public Schools all came together and decided to create a foundation that would be a standalone 501c3 foundation. So we are not part of the lab. We don't have any management structure with the lab, but we do partner with them frequently. So the foundation was really created to be an education foundation, and we have a public law that was actually passed to get us funding to start the foundation, and Senator Pete Domenici, along with the rest of the delegation, played a large role in getting that funding to start the foundation. But the restriction on the foundation said that it must be used to support public school children in the vicinity surrounding Los Alamos National Laboratory. And we've interpreted that surrounding the Los Alamos National Laboratory as a 7-county region that includes Santa Fe, Mora, San Miguel, Rio Arriba, Taos, Sandoval, and Los Alamos counties. And so we're really a regional foundation, but with an aim towards statewide influence. So that's how we started. Now, you know, our focus is on birth through college and career. And we focus basically in 4 different areas. Early childhood work, which is really looking at how the brain develops and trying to share what we know now from science about brain development, starting as early as in utero. And that home visiting is an important aspect because parents are really, and caretakers are our children's first teachers and best advocates. So we really promote home visiting. And we do a variety of other program work within early childhood. The second area we focus on is in the pre-K through 12th grade area. Part of that is around science. We have an inquiry science program that we run in the schools. We're actually providing science education in all the elementary schools in the Santa Fe Public Schools and in 9 other districts. So we're impacting 12,000 students each year who are getting our science programs. And we also provide all the professional development for the teachers. And that's about 640 teachers a year that are getting our professional development.
And that's a big deal.
It is. And the reason we chose that, and we've been doing it for 10 years now, is because we asked. We really believe one of our guiding principles is in partnerships and listening to our communities. And at that time, there are a number of superintendents who said, we don't have any science instruction in elementary school. So can you help us with that? So now we've done that. And the kind of learning is next generation science standards, which is now the law of the land here in New Mexico. And it's really based on inquiry, on practices of actually doing science, learning to be a scientist by doing science, and all the other topics that are important, English learning, ELA, math, they all come together in science. It gives kids a way to understand why they're learning math and also to write about what they're learning and to give them critical thinking skills. So we still believe strongly in that. The 2 other areas in our K-12 work that we focus on is really growing and supporting teachers. Another one of our guiding principles is that we can best support children and students by working to grow and support teachers and other education leaders. If you have great teachers who are well supported, you're going to have great learning happening. So we believe strongly in that. And then finally, we really focus on the social and emotional side of learning. A lot of our students have difficult situations at home or have faced some kinds of trauma in their life. And if they come to school and those aren't addressed, with kindness and compassion, then they're not going to be able to learn. So that's something we feel is also really important. And then the final area that we focus on is that college and career readiness piece. We have one of the largest scholarship pools in New Mexico. We give out almost about $900,000 a year in scholarships. And then in addition to that, we've been focusing more lately on those kids who may not be getting our scholarships, but helping them with pathways into college or to see that their college materials and helping support them get there. A lot of students who are first generation may not have the support at home that it takes to how do you fill out a FAFSA, which is the federal financial aid application, or how do you apply for college, or what scholarships am I eligible for? And so we're starting to focus more on that area to see more kids either go into a community college or get a technical degree or go on to a four-year university.
It's such an interesting thing to be a foundation. You have this money that you have to disperse every year, and to think and rethink, how are we going to do the most good?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we spend a lot of time thinking about how do we have the greatest impact and how do we stay true to the reasons that this foundation were created. And it's challenging because there's so much need and our resources are limited. And so figuring out how do you best use this money that will leverage other efforts and make the greatest impact. And we're actually doing that right now because we just completed our three-year strategic plan this month of November, and we're in the process of writing a new one for 2020 through 2022. And that has been the main question that we've been knocking around, is how do we make the biggest impact?
So that question, how do you make the most impact?
Right. Well, we have really developed a very simple theory of change. And a theory of change is basically what you think is going to make the greatest impact with what you do and how it works. So our theory of change is that outstanding school boards, educators, principals, and schools lead to improved learning opportunities and outcomes, which leads to whole child development and learning, which leads to pathways to careers and thriving communities. So each one of those steps is an important place to provide support so that in the end, what you want is that you want, which is our mission, you want that everyone in Northern New Mexico to be self-sufficient, lifelong learners who are engaged in their communities. And we strongly believe that the best way out of a cycle of poverty or intergenerational poverty is through a four-year college degree. That may not be the answer for everyone, but it's still the greatest thing you can do for people to move them out of poverty is through education. And so that's sort of our guiding star and what we try the hardest to do. And we have a very interesting state. You know, we've got a lot of complexities here. We believe strongly in equity. And what that means is a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So trying to balance, you know, our rural districts and tribal and Pueblo communities, as well as really making sure that kids' social and emotional well-being is being attended to, supporting the leaders and the teachers. In this state, we have a lot of vacancies in teaching positions and right. trying to make sure that we're competitive with other states as a place to teach so that we have a pool of qualified people to draw from. A lot of schools have to either hire full-time substitutes, or they've even recruited teachers from Spain and from the Philippines because they haven't been able to fill positions, especially in our more rural communities. And although those teachers can be good teachers, there's often challenges with that. There's a lot of turnover. They may not want to stay in a small town in New Mexico. They may not be as aware of sort of expectations around what students are supposed to know. So it's a big challenge. And so those are the various areas that we're trying to tackle.
Tell us maybe just a story of what you consider a success story due to the work that you've been putting out there.
Yeah. Well, one of the best things about our work is that we get to see a lot of success stories, and we actually get to meet and know the people that were working with. So I'll give you one example of one of our scholarship winners. This is a young woman. I won't put her name out there just to respect her privacy, but she is a 2019 graduate of the Santa Fe Indian School, and she won one of our scholarships, which focuses on students who exemplify leadership but who also have high financial need. She's now studying chemistry and environmental sciences at the University of Redlands in California. And she was inspired by that because she was participating in what they call a green team. And it's a club that helps their school look for environmental friendly ways to be in the world. So this young woman saw that although her cafeteria was composting the food there, they were then giving it to a waste facility that would ship it away. And she realized that as Native Americans, they used to use every single part of an animal. And here they were now just using their compost and having someone haul it off. So she studied best practices around food recycling, and she actually went to her tribal leadership at Okeowingay, talked to them about it. The Okeowingay Community School talked to them about it. And so now from the elders on down to the elementary students, she taught them the benefits and process of composting. And so now that they're doing that, they're producing natural fertilizer that are being used by the schools and in her pueblo to plant crops. And they also were able to immediately save money on garbage disposal. Right. So she's off to a great career, and she is one of our scholars. Another story I'll tell you is about a teacher. So we have a great partnership with Triad, and Triad is the managing entity of the labs. One of the things they're focusing on is growing and supporting teachers. And so there's a woman from Ojo Caliente who had been a manager at a Santa Fe hotel until they moved to Ojo Caliente in 2008. And she began serving as a substitute teacher in one of her children's classrooms. She has three children. And she then started teaching at La Tierra Montessori near Pueblo of Okeowingay. And she started to really enjoy teaching and decided to go back to school. She went to Northern and she earned a level 3 education assistance license. And then she started to work on her associate's degree. Unfortunately, her husband passed away suddenly in her first semester, but she made the dean's list and was inspired to keep going. So with our support, she also pursued a certification in teaching English to speakers of other languages. And this was really important because where she's teaching in the Española area, there's a lot of different languages. There's Tewa, there's Tiwa, there's Spanish and English, of course. And so she was able to finish that, and she's going to get her degree. And so with that, she'll be able to get a bachelor's degree and then become a Montessori certified teacher. That's what she wants to do. So it's really important in teaching that we try to grow our own, because teachers are much more likely to stay in an area where they already live or have roots. And so that TESOL certification and that program at Northern New Mexico College really helped her fulfill her dreams. So we're very excited for her and about that.
Jenny Parks is president and CEO of the Lanl Foundation. They are on the web at lanlfoundation.org. And there's always scholarships available and sort of deadlines coming up. And
yes,
we've been announcing quite a bit of this on the Radio Cafe, so people can go there to find out more.
So go to our website. We have two scholarships that are open right now. One, the Career and College Pathways. That's for two-year college degrees and non-traditional students. And then our four-year scholarship is due in January. But if you go to lanlfoundation.org and look up scholarships, that has the dates there.
Excellent. Jenny Parks, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Radio Cafe. I'm your host, Mary Charlotte Domondi. This program is produced in collaboration with the Santa Fe New Mexican, an independent newspaper since 1849. The New Mexican is on the web at santafenewmexican.com, where you can find out about our community and you can subscribe to the digital and paper editions. You can also find previous episodes of the Radio Cafe on the web at radiocafe.org. And if you want to send us any feedback on the show, ideas or comments, please write an email to feedback@radiocafe.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.